Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
All right, sir. So the thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But we have put a hold on that. So do you want to continue with this order or you want to cancel it and want your refund?
I want to cancel this order because it's not mine. Yesterday, I'm not used MediPack.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online hackers have got the access onto your information, and they are just misusing it and doing this kind of illegal things over the internet. So we have to immediately block them, as well as we have to provide you the security, okay? So you just do one thing. First of all, you just put the call on speaker. Let me generate the cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order. Put the call on speaker.
Okay, I don't want to continue. I want to cancel this order.
Yeah, for that, you just bear with me. Just cooperate with me. First of all, put this call on speaker. And the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
iPhone.
Alright, so you just open up your app store on the iPhone. Open up the app store.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know about the app store?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, open up the app store.
Okay, no problem.
It will be a blue color application named capital A on its logo, app store. Do you know about that?
I need to find X.
So you can just tell me, like, what can you see on the mobile screen so that I can help you to find the app store? What can you see on the mobile screen? Do you see some apps?
Yeah, I find my MediPack.
No, you have to open up the app store. App store.
Okay, no problem. App store and...
open up the app store, yes.
Okay, no problem. And learn. What I need to do.
And now in the right hand side down bottom, do you see search with a small magnifying glass? Search.
What I need to search.
Yeah, type it over. Type on the search panel letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Australia. What?
Letter A. Type over there, search over there, any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk?
Any desk. It's A-N. A as in Australia, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, any desk.
Okay, no problem. Any desk and...
Now you click on search. Yes, and now what's come up?
It's an app.
Yeah, what is the name of the app? Tell me the full name.
Any desk.
Just give a click on that. And now do you see any option get? A blue color option get?
Yes.
Just give a click on get. This is going to generate the code for you. Just give a click on get.
Okay.
And now it's downloading or it's asking for your Apple ID password.
My password.
It is downloading or it's asking any password to you. Password.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, put your password. Put your Apple ID password over there.
Okay. Okay,
now,
already. Okay.
Yeah, and now it's downloading?
Yes.
Alright, so this, do you see a circle, a blue color circle is loading?
It's already downloading.
Alright, do you see any option open?
Yes.
Just give a click on open.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
I see a number, my address.
Yeah, just tell me that number. Just tell me that number so that I can activate that code. Tell me.
I can tell you. I think it's not a safety for my phone.
Definitely it's a safe thing, sir. What happened to you? What happened to you? We are trying to help you out. Just tell me that number so that we can activate the cancellation ID. Just tell me that number.
Okay. 449-927-872.
Just tell me from the beginning once again. It's 449 then?
927.
Then?
872.
Alright. And apart from that number, what can you see?
I can't see anything for you.
Alright. And right now, sir, what happened? Like, those hackers, I've already explained to you about, those hackers have got the access onto your IP address, okay? So what we are going to do, we are going to simply sending you a fake security warning on the page, so those, it is for distracting those overseas hackers, okay? So no need to be worried. So once you will get to see any security warning on the page, please do let me know, alright?
Alright.
Yes, and don't click here and there, or just follow my guidelines. And just tell me the numbers once again, from the beginning.
Okay. 499-927-872.
It's 499-927-872.
Oh, no, 449-927-872.
Just tell me slowly, slowly. Just tell me slowly, slowly. It's 449.
927.
Huh?
872.
Yes. And now, if you will get to see the security warning, in the bottom, sir, do you see two check boxes? I aware of this risk. I trust this call. There will be two blank check box. Give a tick mark on the checkbox and then give a click on accept. It's for distracting those hackers. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept.
No problem, no problem.
Yeah, have you clicked on accept?
No, I need some time.
Yeah, first of all, you just give a tick mark on the blank checkbox. Do you see a blank checkbox? I trust this call.
Okay, okay, no problem.
Yeah, just give a tick mark on that and then give a click on accept. Have you clicked on accept?
Yes, I already
And now what is showing it to you? It is showing you to accept once again?
No, I already
accepted. Alright, and now do you see anything like start broadcast?
Yes.
Just give a click on start broadcast.
Okay.
And now what have you, and now what is showing it to you? After you click on sorry?
Start my life. I don't know.
Have you clicked on start broadcast?
Yes.
Just give a click on that start broadcast once again.
Okay, okay. No problem.
And now just wait, don't touch your phone. Don't touch your phone right now. Just leave your phone as it is. And where are you at the moment, sir? Like, you're at your home or you're, like, outside somewhere?
Oh, sorry, I can't see you. I can't let me see you.
Sorry?
I'm at my home, sorry.
Alright, so you just do one thing, you will get to see the security warning once again. Do you see anything like end session? Stop broadcast? Anything like stop broadcast?
No, I don't have.
All right, you just do one thing. You just close down this page, okay? You just minimize this page and just freshly open up the AnyDesk. Just minimize this AnyDesk and freshly open it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and just freshly open it up. And now do you see the 9-digit number?
Yes.
All right. And now you have to do the same thing once again. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept.
Okay.
Then, yeah. And then have you clicked on accept?
Yes.
Yeah, and now just wait. Don't touch your phone. Now don't touch your phone. Just leave your phone as it is.
Okay, sure.
Yes. And now just swipe your screen from the bottom to the top and go back to the normal home screen. Just swipe it. Yes.
Okay, and do that.
All right. And now you just do one thing, sir. You just simply open up your Google.
Google?
No, first of all, open up the settings. Just open up the settings. Settings.
Okay.
Open up the settings. On the mobile phone, there is a settings.
Oh, settings and...
Yes. Settings, yes. And do you see in the top your name over there, your name?
Yes.
Just give a click on your name.
Okay.
And now do you see any option like payment and delivery, anything like that?
No.
All right, I got it. And now you just do one thing, sir. You just simply come out. You just swipe up your screen and go and open up your Google. Just open up your Google.
Okay. And do that.
And now... And open up a new fresh page on the Google.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, and give a click on the search panel and type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
My.
Then give a space. Then number one, put one.
Number one?
Yes, one. Numerical one. Numerical one, yes. Then P as in Peter, letter P.
P.
Then give a space.
Okay.
Do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location? Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now, sir, I'm going to verify you the IP address. Your IP address is 66.249.73.151. Am I correct?
No, I'm at Australia.
Yeah, but it is showing you United States, California. Am I correct?
Yes, it shows.
This means, sir, those hackers are from the United States, California. They are from the California, okay? So we have, and at the moment, whatever activities you do on the internet, it's not safe anymore. All right. So what we are going to do, first of all, we have to cancel the order, then we have to block those persons. So you just simply open up your mail and check that you got any mail from the eBay or any suspicious mail from the eBay or not. On the today's mail, just go and check.
Okay, no problem.
And do it from this phone. Yeah, just check it from this phone. That would be...
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have. Maybe I just let me fight. I don't know. eBay.
Check on the today's mail, like do you have you got any mail or not?
Maybe I have, I don't know.
Check it. And if you won't get to see any mail, so do you see anything like eBay?
Yes, I see.
Just check it.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. All right. You just do one. At the moment, sir, you can see like those hackers have got the access onto your email as well, okay? So we have to protect your each and every details. So you just come back to your normal home screen first. Just come back to your normal home screen.
Okay.
And now, sir... I believe you do online banking on this phone, so just go and check that if any money has been debited from your end or not, like which you haven't made. Just check one by one, each and every account of yours.
Just go
to the accounts and check that. Do you see any $4 charge over there or not, which you haven't made?
Before I have, I think.
Just go to the accounts.
This one, international transaction fee.
Each and every account, just check each and every account. Just check each and every account.
This one.
Yeah, check each and every account of yours.
This one is not for my. This one.
Sorry?
This one, I think maybe the security of international. I don't know.
Oh, you haven't made this. You haven't made that. You haven't made that payment. Am I correct? Which you can see.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. So in the left hand side is. All right. So you just do one thing. You just go to your accounts first. Just go to all your accounts and check.
All right.
And apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank? Just go and check each and every account of yours, like that money has been debited from that account.
No.
Just why?
No.
And apart from that bank, do you have any other bank?
No.
All right. No need to be worried, sir. The amount we are. And sir, like, do you do any kind of internal transaction on this account, like from one account to say another account?
No.
One bank to another bank.
Yeah, I transfer. Yeah, that's true.
All right.
But also for myself, not for other people.
All right, you just do it for yourself. All right, no need to be worried, sir. What we are going to do?
Okay.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Well, you can talk.
And now just wait. I'm just having a conversation with my senior manager about your matter. Just wait.
Okay, no problem.
Right. Hello.
What's happened?
Hello. Yeah, hi. Yeah, sir.
We had just got
the update from the server, so like I believe you are having account with the Commonwealth and one is from the Bank of China. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah.
So at the moment, sir, those hackers are targeting your Bank of China's account. So just do one thing, sir. Your Bank of China account is not safe anymore. All right. So you just do one thing. You just transfer whatever fund you have on the Bank of China to your Commonwealth, okay? Because your Bank of China account is not safe anymore. That account has been assistance for those overseas hackers. They have got the access on that. So just transfer whatever fund you have on that to your Commonwealth account, okay? I'm in line with you. Once you're done, do let me know.
No problem.
Yeah, just do it. I'm in line with you. Just do it.
So I need to transfer my account?
Yeah. Transfer each and every fund to your Commonwealth account.
But my Commonwealth will, but my other account is still not safety. Both same.
No, Ned, those accounts are not same, sir. Your Bank of China's account is not safe anymore. Those hackers have got the access on that, all right. So you just simply, just do it and let me know once you are done.
So am I not safe?
No, it's not safe anymore, sir. Those hackers have got the access onto your Bank of China account. So just transfer that all each and every fund to your Commonwealth, okay? That account is safe right now, so we are going to put the security on that. So just transfer each and every fund from there. Yes, and once you are done, do let me know.
So I need to reopen the new account?
Definitely not, sir. You have to transfer whatever fund you have, on your Bank of China to your Commonwealth account, okay?
Oh my God! I can't still use. It's real or not real? I don't think it's real because I don't think they
can. What happened?
I don't think they can store my money.
Sorry?
I don't think they can store my money from the back of the account.
It's not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction. So it is going to appear on your statement after 24 hours. Alright? After 24 hours, you're able to see that the money has been deducted because there are lots of fraudulent charges which is not authorized by you. It has been tried to be made and attempted from your account, from your Bank of China. Now, could you just tell me when did the last time you used this bank card for the last time?
Just the other day.
Okay. Now, have you made any of these transactions that I have mentioned, that is $299 or $399?
No, I never used that.
Okay. Now, the thing is that, as I have checked your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network and who are trying to misuse with your details and with your information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities. Now, could you just tell me that apart from Bank of China and apart from Combank, do you banking with any other bank?
No, nothing.
Okay, now we can see that they have already targeted on your Bank of China for making some fraudulent charges which is not authorized by you. Now we need to go ahead and we need to block all these charges which is not authorized by you, all right? Because as I can see over here from the account which the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted, it's from the account number ending with 5683. Now, check the account that is this account it belongs to you or not, because from this account the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted.
No, Yes, it's by me. Both by me, not by other people.
Yeah, that is supposed to you, but they are, the hackers who have been connected, they are using your identification, and they are making some fraudulent activities without your any authorization. Okay? So we need to go ahead and we need to cancel all of these, all this internet, like, you know, like the hackers, we need to block all these charges which is not authorized by you, okay? So you do one thing, you swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
I still have some security problem on my complex wheels because of this account still not safe.
I'm sorry?
Because my complex wheels is also still not very safe. Because
okay,
Mickey back.
Could you just tell me that, do you have got the debit card of Bank of China?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, be handy with your debit card of your Bank of China.
Yeah, I have that. I just have one, just this one, no other things.
Okay, grab hold your debit card of your Bank of China. Grab hold the debit card first.
Okay.
Alright.
So I need to transfer money?
No, do you have got the, do you know your details of your Combank?
Yes. I know.
Do you know how to transfer money from your Bank of China to Combank?
Yes, I know. I understand.
Now just allow me a moment.
Yeah, so I need to do now or later? I don't know.
If you do one thing, you don't have to transfer the funds for now. You do one thing, grab hold your last, grab hold the statement. Not the statement, grab hold your debit card of your Bank of China.
Okay. Sure, I know. Okay. I'll reopen my account. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
So, okay, I will reopen the new account. Thank you.
No, you just swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen first. I'll be handy with your debit card of your Bank of China.
I have.
Okay, now, what do you can see on your mobile phone?
I just use this app to transfer.
Okay, come back to your home screen. Come back to your normal, regular home screen. Alright. Now, we need to go ahead and we need to upgrade the security on your card so that in future, apart from you, no other people can get into your devices without your permission. Now, you do one thing. Take a picture of your debit card of your Bank of China.
No problem, thank you. Take a picture?
Yeah, take a picture of your debit card, of your debit card. Take a picture of your debit card.
Okay, no problem.
Open up your camera first.
I already open
like you need to listen. You need to listen to me first. You need to open up your camera first from your mobile phone.
I already opened my camera.
Swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
I already opened my camera.
Camera. Do you know how to take pictures? Camera.
Oh, you mean take a picture?
Yeah, take a picture of your debit card of your Bank of China. Take the picture of your debit card.
Okay, no problem.
Open up the camera, grab hold.
Okay.
what you are doing?
Nothing. I have things to do. I need to go to university. Sorry.
You need to take a picture of your Bank of China debit card. That's what I told you.
I can't do that because it's security. I can't do it.
You there? Hello?
Hello? What happened?
What you are doing?
I need to go to school. Sorry about that.
Where is your debit card?
I can't tell you. Sorry about that.
You can't tell me?
Sorry, I can't tell you. I can't show you.
Where is your debit card of your bank? Of Bank of China?
Sorry, I can't show you. In my suitcase.
In your suitcase? And where is your suitcase?
Near me, but I can't take it off.
You need to take a picture of your debit card.
No, I don't need it. Why I need it?
Because we need to put the security on your bank debit card, because your debit card, it is no longer safe and secure. That is the reason why we have to cancel all the charges which is not authorized by you. Because through your debit card, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. So we need to take care about these things. So you need to open up the camera and take a picture of your debit card. Because you need to upload that debit card details on your banking server, on your own banking server. So open up the camera and grab hold your debit card first.
I can't trust you anymore because I debit you. I think you are the maybe.
Well,
I can't trust you.
I am trying to help you out. What are you talking about?
I can't trust you.
You can't trust me.
I can't trust you, sorry.
What do you mean by that?
No one asked me to order, remind me to. Ask me to show the card to them. No one.
What do you mean? Do you think they want me to speak in Chinese?
No.
Then what are you talking about? I have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Somebody else is using your information and they are trying to misuse with your details. So that is the reason why we need to put the security on your bank debit card. Because through your Bank of China, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. So that's what I told you. You need to take a picture of your debit card. Then we will gonna activate the security and cancel all the charges. Because you have told me that you haven't made any of these transactions. Correct?
Okay, but my card is safe. I think it's coming back well, because coming back was not very safe.
I'm not talking about your Commonwealth Bank. I'm talking about your Bank of China.
But I never use my Bank of China at other flat.
I'm sorry?
I never use my Bank of China card at other place. Just to fetch my money.
Yeah, but But they are using your Bank of China debit card for doing some sort of unusual activities. That's why we are trying to help you out.
Okay, sure.
So that is the reason why we need to cancel. And now tell me, do you want me to authorize the transaction? Do you think that I'm joking with you?
No.
If you don't do this, I will gonna authorize all the transaction and you will be losing all the money out of your bank account. Now this is up to you, that what do you want?
No. I need you protect my money.
You want me to protect your money and you won't be, you know, like you are not, like, allow me to save your money, then how can I help you?
Okay, no problem.
See, be handy, what no problem? There is a problem, lots of problem. We need to resolve the problem. So you need to be handy with your debit card. This is the last time I'm telling you.
Sure, I will apply on your account. Sure, thank you.
What nonsense you are.
Thank you.
Are you a nonsense?
Sorry. Okay.
What okay? Do you know how to speak?
Because I don't trust you. I can't trust you enough.
Trust me. What do you expect? That I should video call you and talk to you over there? What do you expect? Or should I go to your doorstep and provide you the security like this? What do you expect from me?
I worry about my security of my card. If you are not a safe person, because I don't think you are a safe person.
What person?
You are not safe for me, I think.
I'm not a safe person.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm not a safe person. What do you mean by that?
Because I can't talk to you, you know. That's why I can't tell you my details to you.
What details I have asked to you? Nonsense?
You kept in mind.
Tell me what details I have asked to you.
I don't think you asked.
How can you say that then? How can you say that then to me? That I'm not a safe person.
Because I don't know you. You know, we are strangers.
Do you know everyone in the country, in Australia? Do you know everyone? Or do you even
know
all the people in your China as well?
No, of course not.
So why you are talking like a nonsense person? Now, do you want me to provide you the security or do you want me to leave that? If you want me to leave that, I'll leave that the way it is. And if you lose all the money out of your bank account, then don't blame me that I haven't called you up. Now, this is up to you. That what do you want? Now, I'm hanging up the call now, and you can do whatever you want. But once I hang up the call, you're able to see that all the money has been gone.
Sure.